This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
There's a rare opportunity to actually take money off our President Mel, who is going to match donations to what total for this hour, Mel?
Well, 1,500, because I think you were in for that. So yeah. I've got to do at least as much as you.
1,500.
Mel, if we don't achieve 1,500, will you just put it in anyway?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Great.
Why not? Fantastic.
But come on, people. You've got a chance to take
a bit too
my
brazen
money.
Macca?
Now, take my money.
What's the one of the biggest challenges, Mel, of and I know the answer, of being president of Joy? What's the biggest challenge? Apart from the time that it takes, because it takes a lot of time, but the biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenge is, we are quite a large and diverse organisation with many voices and many viewpoints, and I guess the board and president and chair in particular sort of have to take on all those viewpoints and sort of try and come to a landing on how to take the organisation forward. I said at the launch on Thursday, when you're on the board, you're just a custodian of this great organisation and you have to protect it and look after it. And, you know, what I want to do during my term is, leave the place better than I found it. And so I guess some of the stuff we're coming to grips with as a board, we had a little mini strategy day recently. You know, so our funding model, we're talking about dollars today. We just cannot do this without money. We're really having a big push into partnering up with corporates. And I know, Macca, you've been doing a hell of a lot of work on that front. And we as a board are trying to sort of foster all the connections that we have out in the corporate world and get that corporate sponsorship coming in. I think the other thing is, radio is at the heart of what we do. It's in our DNA. Mm. But increasingly, I think we need to see ourselves as a media organisation, you know, to broaden our reach. We've got some stuff emerging already on that. We've got podcast-only shows. People can listen online. People can listen in their own time, on their own terms.
Social media. We have
a huge social
media presence.
Absolutely. And I'm just looking across the wall, see our wonderful new brand that people will be seeing out on social media as well. So as a board, I think we're trying to sort of come to grips with some of those issues. 24 years old, and how do we sort of set ourselves up for the next 24 years?
Mm. Mm. We've just had a lovely bit of feedback from one of our listeners, whose name I don't know. It's number 258. He says, I think it's a he, they say, hi, what Joy means for me. As a person living with HIV/AIDS, I'm often isolated and unable to participate in the community. Joy Radio makes me feel less lonely. The variety of programs are remarkable. Please join, renew or donate. It has made a big difference to my life. Mm. Thank you, Anonymous. That's
Thank
a really
you.
Lovely
oh,
message.
Beautiful. Thank you.
It's so good
that.
To hear that from, to hear about the experience that people have of Joy and what it means for them personally.
That is why we do what we do. Right?
Absolutely.
And there's hundreds of stories and conversations like that. Mm. And that's why we're here.
And, you know, there is, whilst other media outlets, and let's not forget our community newspapers and magazines, but the mainstream media doesn't give us the coverage that we deserve. And when it does, a lot of the time, not all of the time, a lot of the time it's, I don't know.
It trivialises us.
It's trivialising us. You know, this radio station is committed to our community. It's a platform for all the diverse voices, all the diverse people, all the diverse issues. You know, I did a total TAS of 12 months of SatMag of political discussions. Mm-hmm. And did you know that more than 50% of those discussions were with conservatives?
Mm.
So, you know...
Do you think we might develop a reputation as Tories,
some tragic Tories, but reality is, you know, we will give airtime to people to talk to us about our community and our concerns and how they see it and what they're going to do for us. And, you know, I only draw one line in the sand. I will not be talking to Pauline Hanson again. She has got even worse than she was. I mean, she is a rat bag, a complete rat bag. So she's not coming. Pauline, you're not coming on again.
Well, you know, I mean, she actually refuses to believe evidence.
She's got worse. She's got worse.
And how could you conduct public policy and contribute to public policy if you don't listen to the truth make it up?
She can't even.
I mean, what's that about?
She can't even find her aeroplane. She's lost it.
Well, that story's changing every
day. It is.
Just make it up as you go along.
But again,
so do you find the role fulfilling?
Oh, absolutely, I do. I've been around Joy about 6 years through a variety of different subcommittees.
I first remember you on the finance committee.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I think I said this last time I was on, I never sort of had a big aspiration about becoming president, but I have landed in that role, really enjoying it. And, you know, it's just such a unique opportunity. And the board is really fabulous, just fantastic people. And we've got fantastic people working at the station. Sitting here with you guys is great. And can I just applaud you for having that, I guess, that conservative view as part of your conversation?
It's very important.
You want informed conversations about issues. You don't just, I guess, give primacy to one side of that. You take the counter view and you think about it.
It's about, you know, we need to respect those other views. They are relevant to our community.
Well, some.
No.
Some.
We need to respect their right to hold that view.
And we live in a democracy.
We've had a lot of discussions about free speech. Free speech is not about, it's not freedom to insult. It's not freedom to attack. But we will give them time. What we do want today, though, is we want your money. Now, Mel has pledged $1,500. She's going to match up to $1,500 in this hour. We're 12 minutes into the hour, and none of you have put your hands in your pockets.
Take my money.
Come on. Take the Prez's money. She doesn't need it herself.
But Jack from Caulfield South, thank you for renewing your membership. We love you too.
So, Mel, thank you so much for being president. Thanks for your work for Joy. It means a lot.
Thank you.
It's a tough gig, I know, but it does have its rewards. And, you know, every person at this station appreciates what you do. So thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.